It is not the most exotic subject, stormwater runoff, but communities in Western New York, across the state, indeed across the country, are paying more attention to it.
It's in its infancy. The Clean Water Program has been around since 1972, but stormwater really took off in 2003.
Carol Lam LeFay is with the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Government regulations are in large part responsible for the increased interest in stormwater runoff, but so too is the realization that runoff left unchecked pollutes creeks, streams, rivers, and lakes, waterways that we use for fishing, swimming, and other recreational purposes. Lam LeFay told WBFO News that some municipalities have become proactive.
Some communities recognize the fact that urbanization results in a lot of pollutants ending up in the storm sewers and into the receiving waters, and they have a lot of impairments that cause litter. There's pathogen impairments. There's nutrients. So they may recognize the environmental threat of stormwater.
The Western New York Stormwater Coalition is a collaboration of 38 municipalities in Erie and Niagara counties. For the last 10 years, the coalition has worked to improve the management of stormwater throughout the region. Lam LeFay said the public can play a role.
It starts with public education and outreach, and what can people do to eliminate the pollutants from the source, like picking up pet waste and litter, and don't throw your litter on the ground, or fertilizers. The theory is if people understand the impacts of their behavior, that they'll change their behavior.
Municipal storm sewer systems are not set up to treat anything and exist solely to transport rainwater to rivers, creeks, and other bodies of water. I'm Mark Leitner, WBFO and AM 970 News.